Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a topical Tuesday edition. How are you, my little buddy?
Ah, Curdy, fake until you make it. I honestly, man, I'm a little feisty today. I don't know what it is, just a regular Tuesday, but damn.
How will I and the audience tell the difference? Know, from a normal Dominic feistiness to a little irritated, little burr under the saddle Tuesday feistiness?
I guess you're just going to have to stay tuned for the next 2 hours and see how it all flushes out, man.
What I say to you, first conversation we had today. Hey, Dom, I'm a little testy. Don't cross me today. And what was the first thing you said to me?
I'm a little testy too, man.
Yeah, back at you, big guy, right? How you doing, Fancy Brian?
I'm all right. I gotta actually kind of jet and make a phone call pretty soon here.
All right.
I'm having a day myself, buddy.
See, the show's not getting in your way here, man. I'm telling you, I don't know. Maybe because the world is burning. Maybe because our institutions are, you know, struggling. That our women are losing their rights, and the crazies continue to seemingly get away with it. You know, I normally try to be positive, but some days it just kind of grinds, perhaps a little harder. You know, the mindset. It's a crazy thing, right? Some things may not materially change from one day to the next, but if your mood's a little different, you interact a little differently and interpret things differently. And you know, today's one of those days.
Fancy Brian didn't stick around for the rant. Whatever he was doing, he's gone. He's gone. Gone. Vapor. Thank God we got Evan here in the world headquarters.
Yeah, hey, Evan.
Lightly screening the calls. If you'd like to be a part of this big show, join us, 844-967-2789. And Dom, we're going to talk on this sort of topical Tuesday edition about the congressional abortion protests that have now led to what? Representatives being arrested.
Yeah.
Quite a number of them. So why don't you lead?
Yeah, I'll jump on this one. Breaking from CBSNews.com. 17 members of Congress, 17, were among those arrested Tuesday during an abortion rights demonstration outside the Supreme Court, according to the U.S. Capitol Police. The U.S. Capitol Police said they made a total of 35 arrests for crowding, obstructing, or incommoding, which included 17 members of Congress. Protesters had perched themselves on First Street Northeast near the Capitol building, blocking the street. Capitol Police said they issued their standard 3 warnings, count them, 1, 2, 3, before beginning the arrests.
3 times, man, you got to arrest.
You gotta. A spokesperson for Democratic Rep. Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts also confirmed multiple arrests of Congress, members of Congress, and said Pressley was among those arrested. Pressley's communications director, Ricardo Sanchez, said her arrest was an act of nonviolent civil disobedience. Rep. Catherine Clark, a Democratic assistant speaker of the House, was also arrested. Rep. Carolyn Maloney's office also announced she was among the Democratic Women's Caucus members arrested near the Supreme Court. A quote, "There is no democracy if women do not have control over their own bodies and decisions about their own health, including reproductive care. I have the privilege of representing a state where reproductive rights are respected and protected. The least I can do is put my body on the line for the 33 million women at risk of losing their rights. The Republican Party and the right-wing extremists behind this decision are not pro-life, but pro-controlling the bodies of women, girls, and any person who can become pregnant. Their ultimate goal is to institute a national ban on abortion. We will not let them win. We will be back." A spokesperson for Rep. AOC confirmed she was among those arrested. Abortion rights supporters and those opposed to abortion rights have been demonstrating near the Supreme Court since the court's decision to strike down abortion protections under Roe nearly a month ago. The court ruled that abortion is not a constitutional right. Democrats are hoping to enshrine abortion access protections into law, but such a measure lacks support in the Senate under current rules.
Yes, because Democrats don't have the courage to set aside the filibuster. And when I say Democrats, of course, I mean Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Now, Sinema might be down for this one, but, you know, there's been enough opposition all along the line from her, and they both kneecap Joe Biden, right? His entire agenda. So, of course, there is a plan of action, Dom. You got to go win some congressional races, specifically U.S. senatorial races. And we keep telling our fair audience, you will play a very vital role, especially Wisconsin voters. You get to pick Ron Johnson's replacement. Because if it's Ron Johnson, it's going to get worse. But if it's somebody new, a Democratic somebody new, it have to be if Ron's running, well, that changes the whole math. You know, perhaps one from Wisconsin, one from Pennsylvania. I'd say John Fetterman would be a fine choice. And hell, maybe even throw in Tim Ryan. Maybe that's not too much to hope for. But it all depends on whether or not the Democrats can carry forth a message that convinces people this is an important election and the Dems may actually deliver something if he gave them just a couple of more senators.
Maybe. Yes, I'm very confident of that. But it's going to take, it's a long ways between here and there. And I'm not convinced that people, generally people, United States citizens, voters, are dialed into the degree that they need to be dialed into. If it doesn't, well, you know, seemingly, and I guess it's human nature to a certain degree, if it doesn't affect you personally, then it's kind of off, you know, it's off the radar.
No one knows more about not being affected personally than you do, Dom. I don't know anyone that is more myopic in that regard. Tunnel vision, baby. If it ain't a Dominic problem, it ain't your problem.
Well, then it all becomes, you know, that's the other side then. So everything becomes a problem. And then those days can be a little burdensome at times. So, you know, but there has to be, what's the plan, right? Okay, elect some more Democratic senators.
Two. One from Wisconsin, one from Pennsylvania. Problems can be solved by the Democrats. You just got to give us two. Now, Paul Waldman, he's got his ideas. An opinion piece over at the Washington Post. Let's get started, Dom. Maybe we'll carry it over. But Democrats need a strategy that hits voters in the gut.
Hit them in the gut.
Well, you know, there are the nards, man, but somewhere where it's going to sting, you got to wake them up. Or so Waldman writes. Now, I don't intend to read every word of this article, but I want to at least set the context. Faced with demands to do something about the right-wing revolution the Supreme Court is inflicting on the country, congressional Democrats will hold votes on bills guaranteeing marriage equality and the right to contraception. These are protected at the moment, but many fear the court and Republicans will move to attack them sometime in the near future. How do we know that? We were talking about it yesterday. Ted Cruz is already putting out the balloons. Hey, what do you think? I think it should be a states' rights issue, marriage equality. Well, just, you know, invalidate your prior marriage and throw it back to the states.
Well, as a headline from the Raw story states, an easy one for me, Marjorie Taylor Greene, to vote no on contraceptive rights. I mean, this is where the MAGAs are at this point. They're coming for it all.
Nobody wants to see Marjorie Taylor Greene barefoot or pregnant.
Certainly not barefoot.
You know, look it up. Anyways, Paul Waldman says, since these bills will fall to Republican filibusters in the Senate, and you're looking for an action plan, Dom, win two more seats. They're demonstration votes meant not to become law, at least not yet, but in large part to force Republicans to vote against them and thereby reveal themselves to be out of step with public opinion. As many a Democrat has said, let them go on the record. But getting them on the record doesn't accomplish much if you don't have a strategy to turn that unpopular vote into a weapon that can be used to actually punish those Republicans. I'd like to weaponize a few messages, Tom. And there's little evidence that Democrats have such a strategy. Yeah, that's the problem. Sure, they'll issue some news releases and talk about it on the cable news. And here or there, the vote might find its way into a campaign mailer. But I fear that, according to Waldman, I fear that too many Democrats think getting on the record is enough by itself. The reason that is, unlike their Republican counterparts, Democrats tend to have too much faith in the American voter, according to Paul Waldman. People in Washington, especially Democrats, suffer from an ailment that is not confined to the nation's capital. It plays out in all kinds of places, and in politics, at all levels. It's the inability to see politics from the perspective of the ordinary people. This blindness isn't a matter of elitism. The problem is that it's hard to put yourself in the mind of someone whose worldview is profoundly different from your own. If you care about politics, it's almost impossible to understand how the average person, even the average voter, thinks about work you do and the world you inhabit. If you're reading this, politics is probably a daily reality for you. I know it is. Our fair audience better be. You know, a couple hours a day, that's all we're asking now, folks. You almost certainly have a deep well of both fundamental knowledge and day-to-day awareness of the political world. At least one of the panelists does. You know who the major players are and what their jobs entail. You can explain what a filibuster is or how a bill becomes law. And because you followed in the news, you know what issues of the moments are and where the two parties stand in them, at least if you listen here. But here's the problem, Tom. Most Americans have only a fraction of the understanding you do about these things. You find audience members of the devil's advocates, not because they're dumb or ignorant, but mainly because they just don't care.
I don't care, do you?
Many don't, Tom. Many don't. When they have free time, they'd rather watch a ball game or gossip with a friend than read about whether certain provisions of Build Back Better might survive in a process called reconciliation. Yeah, go to bed at night. Pillow talk about reconciliation now. Does it, everyone? Come back with us. You could be our political party. You know, not quite a quickie. We're not Matt McNeil over here, but, you know, we're in for the night. And we'll give you an earful of reconciliation and other priorities. The Democratic Party.
We'll make you a sandwich in the morning.
And then we'll teach you how to gut punch Republicans or nard kick or whatever, you know, your rhetorical choice might be. More Devils, a topical Tuesday edition. Come back. Please stick around.
What's your prediction?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
They want to take away your hamburgers.